This is JIS News. Work on Caymanas Economic Zone to begin by May. Housing Minister says country must follow a path of orderly development of residential areas and government to embark on public education campaign to increase productivity. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Work on the Caymanas Economic Zone CEZ project is to begin by May this year. The project is one of several elements of the government's logistics hub initiative. Development of the proposed transshipment and logistics hub is being undertaken in a bid to position Jamaica to take advantage of the anticipated increased maritime activities as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal by 2015. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says tenders were invited for the development and the bids received from across the world are being evaluated.
Once the evaluation process is completed, in time a decision will be made as to which of the several persons or entities that tendered will be selected to implement the project. The timeline, given where we are today and what is involved in the process, we confidently believe that we would have named the persons by end of February, March, and some element of the work should begin by May.
The CEZ to be developed on Caymanas Estate lands will consist of 1,500 acres of prime real estate, of which 40 acres have been marked for the development of Phase 1 of an Information and Communications Technology ICT park. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the country must follow a path of orderly development for residential areas. Dr. Guy was speaking at a ceremony in Falmouth, Trelawney earlier this week, where keys to new housing units in Hague Settlement were handed over to 21 residents.
We have to recognize that there has to come a time when we will have to say to people who move informally on land that don't expect an automatic regularization. We cannot afford as a country to go down that road. We need orderly development.
Meanwhile, Dr. Guy congratulated the beneficiaries, urging them to take care of the property and attendant facilities. The residents of Hague were relocated from lands known as Dump to facilitate the development of the Falmouth cruise ship pair. Approximately 32 units are being built in the area with supporting infrastructure such as roads, electricity, water, and sewage. The government is moving to ensure the soundness of the program of advancement through health and education path. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says his ministry will be carrying out a comprehensive review of the social welfare program to ensure its effectiveness.
So the review is really to see what is happening and to have it cleared up, to make it more efficient.
Minister Kellyer is assuring that the review is not a bid to cut the list of eligible beneficiaries due to economic constraints. Under the agreement with its international partners, the government conducts a review of PATH every 4 years. And the government will be launching a vigorous public education campaign aimed at instilling a national productivity conscious culture in Jamaica. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says this is part of measures to improve Jamaica's productivity over the 2013-2014 period. He says his ministry intends to facilitate the building of productivity organizations and to provide research and measurement data to encourage productivity-friendly policies in Jamaica.
The bottom line is this. Success in increasing productivity in Jamaica will lead to stable real wages arising from highly productive jobs, the local and international competitiveness of our indigenous firms and industries, a greater market share for Jamaican products and services, and the generation of a larger number of decent jobs that will enhance the living standards of the Jamaican workers.
Minister Kellyer was speaking Wednesday at a press conference to highlight aspects of the Labour Ministry's roadmap for 2013. That was the JIS News. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.